So he intended for what went on in heaven to go on in earth. If there were no storms, there were no tornadoes, there were no disasters, there were no diseases, there was no poverty, there was no fighting, confusion, and all of this, God never intended for it to be on earth. So, let's read on. So, he filled the earth with all the good things for his man to enjoy. Everything good and nothing evil. Then he created a man like himself and said, have dominion over everything on this earth and dominate it or rule it like I said. Hello? But the first man, Adam, willfully disobeyed God. What did he do? He willfully obeyed God and allowed an intruder, Satan, is better known, that's his name, Satan, to enter and to take what is rightfully given to him and take what was rightfully given to him. He had a plan for his man to regain dominion, and at that appointed time, that plan was brought forth by the Lord Jesus Christ into this earth. Man was given an earth and dominion over all that is on this earth. He was to rule. And you know what messes people up? And I said it before, and it bears repeating, because we still need to hear it. We still need to make some adjustment. We still need to get rid of some stuff. You hear all the time, haven't you heard it? God's in control. Haven't you heard it? Well, I want to ask you a question. Bring this before you. If he is in control, being a good God, if he says he is, he's done a poor, lousy job, isn't he? Because babies are dying, starving. Huh? Malnutrition is rampaging in nations. Crimes are at its highest rate. Diseases is on the rise. Huh? If he's in control, we're good. Now, didn't the Bible say God is a good God? He's in control. He's sure doing a poor job of handling it. People's in poverty. People are being abused, being mistreated unfairly. Huh? Am I right? You can go on and on, but they say, see, that's a cop-out statement. God's in control. No, he put man in charge. And you ought to be the king of your house. You ought to be the one that says what goes on in your castle. If you are not man enough or woman enough to stand up and say, this is enough of this, and you allow all this stuff to go on, your life is miserable, you're confused, you don't know how to live together in peace, you're divorcing, you're fussing, you're doing all of these things. Is God in control of that? It got to be something. I'll tell the story again. And you heard it before, but I'll tell it again because it bears repeating for you to get this. And my aim is to get a point across for you to see it. Brother Hagin said, I tell the story. He had a vision. Jesus appeared to him. Jesus said, I'm here to talk to you about demon spirit, demonology, and all that, and their operation. While Jesus was talking, a demon appeared between he and Brother Hagin, throwing up black smoke, screaming real loud, real shrill voice. He said, just screaming, just loud. And Brother Hagin said, don't Jesus know I can't hear? And he said, I need to hear what he's saying. He said, out of desperation, he said, Satan, you stopped it. I bind you in Jesus' name. And to his surprise, he hit the floor. Pop. And started whimpering like a little pup. He said, not only you stop that, you get out of here. And he left. Said, Jesus never stopped talking, just kept talking. At the end of the conversation. And he said, by the way, listen, if you hadn't have done something about that, I couldn't. And he said, excuse me, Jesus, I know you said you wouldn't. He said the second time, I said, if you had not done something about that, I couldn't. I want you to hear it now. And the third time, he said, grab this ear, because I know I'm not hearing right. He said, he asked him the third time. He wants, I don't mean to be, you know, just like I'm dense. He said, you wouldn't. He said, no. I said, if you hadn't have done something about that demon, I couldn't. He said, Jesus, I know I'm looking at you. I know I'm hearing you talk to me. I know all this, but you're going to have to give me a script. If anything like that in the Bible, I don't know it. He said, son, there's a lot in that Bible you don't know. And I agree with him. There's a lot in that I don't know either. He said, not only will I give you three scriptures, I'll give you better. I'll give you four. But here's my point. The reason why Jesus couldn't, because he had given Brother Hagin, he had given you, he had given me, he had given us the authority to do it on earth. He's not on earth, he's in heaven. So there's stuff going on in your life. Until you do something about it, that devil's going to keep ruling you. He's going to keep doing it. But I'm here to tell you and give you the word that you can dominate. Yes. You can take authority over this and stop it. Yes. But until you do it, there's nothing Jesus can do about those situations. You got the keys to your car. I mentioned it. I'll say it again. You got the keys to your car. You got the title deed and all that stuff. And you asked me to come drive it, and I don't have the key. I can't. What you want me to do, break in it and bust the window out and all this? No. So, listen to the rest of this. But the first man, Adam, willfully disobeyed God and allowed an intruder, Satan, to enter to the earth, enter, and to take what was rightfully given to him, Adam.